Willy Wonka was at the deep end of the pool, and I didn't know how to swim. It was the early 1970s, not long after Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory had come out. We were visiting my grandparents at a hotel in West Hampton. Amazingly, my family and I had caught glimpses of Willy Wonka walking around the hotel. I loved his movie. I was dying to meet Willy Wonka, but I was much, much too shy to approach him. I knew he wasn't really Willy Wonka. I was 9 years old, and I knew the difference between real life and movies. But at that age, I didn't know the names of any actors, so he was Willy Wonka to me. In the afternoon, we were playing in the pool, and there was Willy Wonka, near the diving board. I separated myself from my family, walked to the edge of the shallow end, and ducked under the rope, which I was not allowed to do. Terrified of the deep water, I gripped the edge of the pool and made my way, hand over hand, down the left side of the pool. At the corner of the deep end, I looked around for Willy Wonka. He was still swimming near the diving board. I turned the corner and, hand over hand, I made my way toward him. He was looking the other way when I got to him. I stopped and said nothing. Eventually, he turned around and noticed me. "Are you Willy Wonka?" I said. He tilted his head, then widened his big blue eyes. "Yes, I am," he said in his gentle voice. We looked at each other for a while. Then I turned and made my way, hand over hand, back across the deep end of the pool and into the shallow water where I could stand. I've met many actors since then, and I know that chance encounter with Gene Wilder could have gone any number of ways. He could have been polite. He could have been annoyed. He could have been a jerk. Instead, he looked at a small child, and he was Willy Wonka. Thank you, Gene. I am still grateful. With perspective, I am Evan Sagerman.